part three. So Dave, I collected these ideas and I'm running out of other things to think about, or how do I collect more ideas? And I've got book, notebook, journal after journal after journal full of ideas. What do I do now? Well, what you should be doing all the time is reading. Read a lot. Constantly be reading. And I'm not just talking about business books. I'm talking about historical books, books on history, books on famous people or not so famous people. Just read their stories. Read, but be reading all the time. Learn what makes other people tick. Learn what makes them unique. Learn what makes them successful. Learn what makes them them. And there's got to be something out of that you can pull out and apply in your everyday life, in your ambitions, in your wants and needs and moves to succeed. It's all there. It's been done before. You know, there's been Henry Ford, but now there's Elon Musk, Tesla. So you see what's going on? Read. Read more. Read constantly. Read all the time. Always have something to read, even if it's on your even if it's on your phone, always have something to read. Folks, I can't stress that enough. Read. Always be reading. Even at work, if you have to, take a little break, read something. Always have something queued up to read. Don't just go looking for it where you spend most of your 15-minute break. You spend the next, you know, you spend 9 minutes of that 15-minute break looking for something to read, then you have 6 minutes to read. Nope. Always have it queued up. Know what's going on. Maybe carry over from home, something you've been reading at home, just know how to access it from work and go start reading right away. Make full use of your 15-minute break. That's how it happens. That's how you become better, because you're using your time wisely, you're making things happen, you're reading a lot more, you're soaking in more, you're getting more ideas, and then you start figuring out what to do with those ideas. And that's where you start really, truly making that magic.